Katrina's rage. What a difference a disaster makes. The rains and winds of Hurricane Katrina have shown us all more than we wanted to see, more than we wanted to know. It has shown us the hidden face of America, of the third world within, and the illusion of citizenship shattered by the blast of the tropical winds. To see the barest glimpses of the horrors sustained by the black poor of New Orleans, and to but imagine the unseen suffering of others in the Gulf states, those too poor to afford a car, gives new meaning to the hypocrisy we call citizenship. Looking at those people, thirsty in a sea of swirling waters, hungry in a land that is the richest on earth, made homeless by the forces of nature, made virtually helpless and hopeless by the coldness of men, we begin to see. Here, finally, was shock and awe. Shock at the way the state and federal governments didn't provide the merest needs like water, sanitation, security, food to others who claim American nationality. And awe at the ease with which this late summer storm uncovered these truths. I was reminded of the prophetic words of the Nigerian writer Wole Soyinka, who in describing the corruption, greed, and brutality of his government asked, "When is a nation?" To paraphrase Soyinka, when were these teeming masses Americans? Were they Americans before the storm, and once relieved of their property by the vagaries of fate, suddenly divested of their citizenship? While they waited for the government that their taxes and the lives of their sons and daughters sustains, to protect them from the winding waters or the searing heat or from hunger, sickness, and death, were they citizens? Did the American empire that is fighting to bring democracy to other nations by force of arms defend the right to life of these Americans? The sorry truth is that they are Americans in name only, fit to pay taxes, fit to send children to die in unholy holocausts for the corporations, and fit to vote for the next charlatan that is foisted upon them. When they are in need of the services of government, they don't exist. Like the pestilential empire of Rome, the citizenship has become something greatly degraded, for it is little more than a resource to be exploited, to be taxed more and more for the wealthy senators and landowners. If your taxes pay for the privilege of being ignored, why pay them? The next time you hear a promise from a state or federal politician, the next time you hear the words, "serve your country," think on these things. There is a third world inside America. It can be seen in the streets of our cities, among the homeless. It's in the pre-prison centers we laughingly call schools, and it's in these prisons, by the millions, where the face of state hatred is rarely shielded. It's in the cynical lies of politicians, in laws like No Child Left Behind, when we know that generations are left behind. It is unseen, but numbering in the millions. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.